You're listening to Mac Groupie Sounds on the Underground.
To Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Oh, this is Adam from the King Bees, and you're listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
Off the show, you heard Better You by The Reply from Toronto, and that song's from the Downtown Soul EP. And The Reply are going to be playing November 28th at the Pop Invasion at The Sister in Toronto. Great band. I got to play with them last year at the Mods and Rockers motorcycle event, and they're a great mod kind of band, and you should check them out. And then after that, you heard Broom Filler, also from Toronto, and they were doing the song Running Away, and they're actually coming back after 2 years on hiatus. They're doing a show on the 30th of November in Toronto at the Sister. A lot of things happening at the Sister. And then after that, you heard my band King Bees doing our protest against shark finning. That was Shark Fin Soup from the Shark Fin Soup EP. And we will also be playing at the Sister December 21st for the Lou Reed Velvet Underground tribute show. We're actually the house band for the night, and we're going to be doing a whole Lou Reed Velvet Underground set and having lots of friends come and play with us. And that's a free event. Just bring a canned food or any non-perishable food item. And after that, we'll be playing January 3rd at Lee's Palace with the Bloody Five and more to be announced. So we got a few things coming up. We're also playing all around, really. So check out mattgroupie.com for all the latest dates and information. And we're going to kick the next set off with my friends from Ottawa, the Mere Humans, on Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
This is Crimson Laurie from the Bloody Five, and you're listening to Matt Groupie, Sounds of the Underground.
Like stones make me bleed. They've been thrown around a thousand times. If you wait for the total hour, do you get floating away from your pain? Releasing the weight of the
off that set, you heard Mere Humans from Ottawa doing Temple, and I have yet to see these guys live, but a couple members were in the band Evil Farm Children, who were a great band out of Ottawa as well, so I'm sure that they're wicked live. And it doesn't look like they have anything coming up right now, but check them out online. And after that, you heard my buddies Bloody Five doing Release from the Live in Your Pants album. And we will, King Bees, will be playing with them January 3rd at Lee's Palace, Toronto, which is going to be a fantastic show and our last show for a while. So you should definitely come out We play with these guys once in a while, and it's a lot of fun when we do. And after that, you heard Teenage X doing Take It from the Rivals EP. And unfortunately, they've called it quits, at least for now. I don't know. A lot of bands call it quits. They end up getting back together like 2 years later. So I have a feeling that down the road, those guys will definitely get back together. But I know from what I've heard from the band that right now it's just done. But their EP's available for free on Bandcamp. So just look them up, bandcamp.com/teenagex, I believe it is. And I had the pleasure the other day of actually interviewing Donnie Walsh, Mr. Downchild, from the Downchild Blues Band. And they released the first independent record in Canadian history. So I'm going to play you a little excerpt from the interview. And be sure to check them out on tour, because they're touring across Ontario right now. And I'm going to check them out right, well, I guess while you're listening to this, if it's Sunday, I'm at Downchild Blues Band. So check them out. Here's a little excerpt about recording the first independent record in Canadian history. Yeah, and I was reading that you guys are basically known as the band who recorded the first independent album in Canada.
Apparently.
Yeah. Which is Bootleg 71, right?
Bootleg, 1971, yeah.
And how did you decide that you were just gonna, like, what was the deciding factor that made you decide that you were gonna just do it yourself?
Well, the fellow who was doing our publicist at the time, Richard Flohill, he said there was a little wee recording studio and we should go in and record some songs. So we did. And it was very small. It was like an underground parking garage, like under Rossdale College. And it was like just a little storage room, which had been turned into a studio. And so we went in and we recorded 27 songs.
Wow.
On mono. So it sounded pretty good. So somebody decided we should get another mixing board and make it into stereo and do it again. I think when we did it again, we did like maybe 17 songs, maybe the next weekend or something, and then just put it out as an album.
And why do you think less bands did that at the time? Like, was it the price of recording, or was it was harder to do, I guess, compared to today's technology? Or
yeah, I think maybe the attitude back then might have been that there's bands and there's record companies, and there's sort of no in between.
Right.
But there was, and just some people didn't realize that you could make your own record, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, and like that's kind of the way the industry is now in a lot of ways. I mean, you have your Justin Bieber's and stuff that are produced, but most of the real good bands kind of just go in and do it and go, you know, in a day or two, right?
Yeah.
So what, like, compared to today, was it harder, you know, making a record back then and putting it together yourself as opposed to today? Like,
I would say it was harder because you had to do most of the stuff yourself.
Yeah, and you guys did all your own flyering and all that stuff, right? Like you used to just do everything yourselves, basically.
Well, we took it down to Sam the Record Band.
Right.
On Yonge Street in Toronto.
And how did that impact you guys?
Well, I talked to Sam, he was there, and I said, I just made a new record, can you sell it? Would you sell it in your store? And he said, yeah, bring it down, I'll put it in the window. So that was pretty exciting. So sure enough, we brought it down, and he put it in the window. And then RCA picked it up later.
And so did the Sam the Record Man directly contribute to RCA picking it up? Like, did it give it more of a
He probably, respect? Not directly, but indirectly, I'm sure. Because it started selling it right at Sam's record store, you know. So I would say indirectly, he was involved. Mm-hmm.
stop doing me wrong. Well, I'm telling you, baby, 'cause I'm tired of living alone.
This is Arthur Renwick, and you are listening to Matt Groupie's Sounds of the Underground.
When the neighbors phone and complain, you just tell them, go to hell. It's gonna go all night. Gonna see the sunrise. You can come on over. Just bring some whiskey and some beer. Kids, you know, we go out into that room in our pajamas just to watch the Saturday cartoons. Well, strangers would be there and they'd be passed out in their chairs, and the smoke would still be hanging in the air. The phone would ring, my brother would answer, and we'd sing. It's gone all night. They've seen the sunrise. You can come on over. Just bring some whiskey and some beer. It's gonna go all night. Gonna see the sunrise. Some beer.
Superhero, baby. bet she's my heroine. She's my superhero, baby. She's my heroine. But she's my superhero, baby. She's my heroine.
Kicking off that set, you heard a little excerpt from my interview with Donnie Walsh of Down Child Blues Band. And after that, you heard Down in Virginia from the album Bootleg, which is the first Canadian independent record ever released in 1971. And those guys are on tour right now, an amazing band. They influenced the Blues Brothers. Dan Aykroyd saw them and loved them. And if you have the briefcase full of blues album, they do three Down Child songs on there, including Flip Flop and Fly, which is a huge tune. And they deserve support, and they're going across Ontario right now, and I'm going to be seeing them. Well, I guess I'm seeing them now if you're listening to it on Sunday. And if it's past Sunday, then I just saw them, and I'm sure it was awesome, and I'll let you know how it is next month. And after that, you heard Arthur Renwick doing It's Gonna Go All Night from the Cigar Box Chronicles, which was released in 2012. And I got to play a show a little while ago with Arthur, and he's a great guy and musician and just a humble spirit. And he's playing around all over the place all the time. So Google Arthur Renwick, because he's a guy to see. And his guitarist, Michael Keith, that he usually plays with, is amazing. Like, the guy's just, wow, too good. Go see him. And after that, you heard my pals out of Montreal doing the song Heroin. That was the Heroin Hayride, and that band features Chris Von Danger, also of the Von Rebels, who I played last month. And I really like their band. There's about 10 people in this band. We were trying to do a couple shows together. It didn't work out, but hopefully sometime in the future get to play with them, or at least see them. And now we're going to play something out of York Region. This is Plan 13, Just Don't Know, on Mac Groupies, Sounds of the Underground.
Just can't say what you want me to do. All that Hello, this is Ronald from Adam's Mind. You are listening to my groupies, Sound of the Underground. Good evening.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. You're so damn pretty. Do you think you're so fun? It's such a pity that you're nice to everyone. You suck at comfy. I might think that you're the one. This makes sound silly, but I think that I should run. Yes, I know girls like you. Your looks can get you anything you want. You don't need me, just reach down my throat. Take my heart and rip it up for you. Cause I'm a weakling, and yes, I do have feelings. Don't get to know me, please, it won't be easy. I'd rather be alone than later be disowned. Don't make me handle that, no, I can't handle that. Cause I know girls like you, your looks can get you anything you want. You don't need me, just reach down my throat. Take my heart and rip it up, oh no.
Hi, this is Spike from Lab Drawing, and you're listening to Mad Groupies, Sounds of the Underground.
Yeah.
kicking off that set, you heard Just Don't Know by Plan 13 out of York Region. And the band is led by Johnny Eyeball, good friend of mine, who's also known for his work with the Metal Eddies, who are basically one of the forefathers of York Region punk. They've been around since the year 1917. And thank you, John, for finally getting off your ass and sending me some songs. It only took you like 5 years. I'm just kidding, buddy. And so, yeah, support Plan 13. I don't think they have much coming up, but I'm sure they will in the new year. And after that, you heard Adam's Mind doing Broken Hearts Pending, a great ska band out of Toronto, great horn section. Ronald's a great guy, the lead guy there. He's a cool cat. And they've been doing a lot of shows opening for bigger bands, and we've played with them a couple times. They're really good live. So if you like that sort of ska thing, they're perfect, right up your alley. And then finally, we heard Lavender Orange from Toronto doing their newest track, Dream. And thanks to Spike Love for making an appearance and turning, sending me a MP3 into like this like month and a half long saga of emails. Thank you, Spike. You really go the extra distance, and I love you for it. And you can see them January 8th at the Horseshoe Tavern. And they're going to be doing a show there at, I think they're on at 10:30. And great band. I've seen them live. Good stuff. Interesting, different, artsy, rock and roll kind of thing, you know, if you want to see something a little different. Lavender Orange is for you. So that's basically it for all the music this week. If you want to hear the entire Donnie Walsh Downchild interview, you can check it out at MacGroupie.com. And you can also check it out at MyFreakingEars.com. And on that website, it comes along with an article, and I've been writing music articles, and they're all up at MyFreakingEars.com. You know, like the Simpsons reference. You know, My Freaking Ears! Remember? Ralph Wiggum? I don't know, all you people born after 1995, I guess, have no idea what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I've been really enjoying doing these articles, and I'm going to do a lot more. And those are available at myfreakingears.com or facebook.com/whatsyourtake. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Hanson Custom Guitars. And they can be reached at hansoncustoms.com. And that's a K for customs, because he wants to be difficult. Mr. Hanson, Mr. Difficult. No, I'm just kidding. Great guy, and he makes some awesome, awesome guitars. So check out hansoncustoms.com. As well, brettnation.com for all the support over the last couple years with the show. And roundtableradio.ca, you're listening to that probably right now. And if you're not listening to me on roundtableradio.ca, you're listening to me on musiclink.com, which I'd also like to thank. And my website is macgroupie.com. And King Bees, check them out on Facebook and all that stuff. And check out all the bands I played today. Go give them a like on Facebook. You know, download. A lot of them have some free stuff online for download and stuff. And even if it's not free, whatever. $5 for an album or whatever they charge these days is really not that much money. For a lifetime of happiness and rock and roll. So, yeah, I was going to say something about that whole racist Matadors thing, but you know what? Screw it. I don't even care. That guy's an idiot, and that's basically what it comes down to. If you know what I'm talking about, I'm sure you agree. And that's the show for tonight, and I'll see you next month, and let me know if you want to hear something, or you have hate mail, or I don't know, you just want to say hi, how you doing, or anything, whatever. I'm open to being contacted by people who listen to this show. So just get at me online through MattGroupie.com or on Facebook or Twitter, at MattGroupie. I'm always on Twitter. And that's it. I'm going to stop rambling now. I got to go play a gig tonight in Newmarket with King Bees and Vanek and DB4 and the Skirt People. And I'm ready to kick some ass and rock and roll. So I got to go. But I'll see you next month with the Mostly Vinyl. Ready? Mostly Vinyl Christmas special. It's going to be awesome. Take care. MattGroupie.com. Bye.